The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live, whether you're listening in Columbus, Ohio on AM 880 and 104.5 FM, or whether you're listening on Faith Talk 570 and 910 in Tampa, Florida. If you were not listening earlier, those of you who would expect Bill Bunkley's voice, my dear friend, well, he took kind of a nasty fall over the weekend, banged up his knee, and he's getting it checked out, as well he should, and all of us are hoping that he will be able to return tomorrow. Certainly hope so. But in the interim, my name is Bob Burney. I host Bob Burney Live in Columbus, Ohio. And today we are simulcasting in Columbus, Ohio and in Tampa, Florida. And if you would like to be a part of the conversation, please give me a call. Our toll-free number works anywhere in the continental United States, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I want to proceed very cautiously, very, very carefully, because we are dealing with some extremely inflammatory issues in America today. The whole COVID-19 thing and the response by government, whether it's local government, state government, or federal government. A lot of controversy about it. And then, of course, we have the protests. And unfortunately, some riots and looting. And as I mentioned before the break, I think we should all mourn the death of George Floyd. It was a horrific thing, unjustified, unwarranted, and the police officer should be and will be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. But as I said before the break, sadly, tragically, 15 other people have died across the country. Some police officers, other civilians, have died during or as a result of the rioting, the looting, and so forth. We find America deeply, deeply divided right now. And I want to just issue caution. Okay? I just want to issue caution. First and foremost, those of us who follow Jesus Christ, those of us who are followers of Jesus, who love God's word. Folks, listen, the real answer is the gospel. That's the real answer. Jesus died for all people, all colors of skin, all ethnicities. Something that I have said for years and years is the ground is level at the cross. Everybody comes to Jesus the same way, regardless of the color of your skin or your background or your ethnicity or your education. Everybody comes to Jesus the same way, black, white, red, yellow. Poor, rich, we all come to Jesus as lost sinners in desperate, desperate need of salvation and repentance. So the great equalizer is the gospel. And the one group of people that should never, ever tolerate bigotry, discrimination, and certainly not racism, are the followers of Jesus. If there's any one group of people who should never, ever tolerate any kind of prejudice or bigotry, it ought to be the followers of Jesus. And we should be an example to the rest of the world that we are brothers and sisters in Christ. And that's one of the great privileges that I've had. I have been, and I've got to count it up, it's either 32 or 33 different countries that I've been able to minister in. And here's the thing that has overwhelmed me more than anything else in those travels, those times of ministry over the last almost 50 years. I have met with sweet people in the middle of the jungle, and I mean out in the jungle in a grass hut, walls made out of dung. Yeah, dung. With a pit in the middle of the floor where all of the cooking was done, people whose culture could not have been more different than my own. Color of their skin was different. Their language was different. Their habits were different. And yet we were brothers and sisters. We had fellowship together. I've been in the jungles of Ecuador, in a village untouched by time, no electricity, in a village where they had only seen one group of white people before we hiked in. We had to hike way deep into the jungle in Ecuador. And we gathered together and had a meal of wild boar that was killed just for us. And a bunch of bugs that were cooked in a very creative way. You talk about a difference in culture. And yet, we were one in Christ. Now, let me, and I'm coming up on a break, so let me just say this. We who are followers of Christ should be an example to everyone around us of what real love is and compassion and real acceptance. But may I say this, coming up to the break? We have got to avoid the broad generalizations that are meant to divide us. Now, I just said that we as followers of Christ should be united together. But not everybody has that desire. There are many forces who live and breathe just to divide us, because that's how they keep power. They don't get power through unity, they get power through division. The liberal left in America, the liberal progressive left in America, thrives on division. And in order to either gain or regain political power, they will use every opportunity possible to divide us racially, economically. And in doing so, they use broad generalizations. If you're a cop, you're bad. If you're a cop, you're power hungry. And if you're a white cop, just because you are a white cop, you live to hunt down innocent young black men and murder them in cold blood. That is such a lie. Are there bad white cops? Yeah, of course there are. But just because you're a white cop does not mean you're bad, evil, and you're trying to find innocent black people to kill. That is an evil generalization designed to divide us and foment fear and anger and division. And then the other one is, if you're white, you're a racist. Just admit it. It's just part of being white. If you're white, you're a racist. If you don't admit it, then you're in denial. Are there white racists? Oh, yes, they are. And should they be exposed and condemned? Oh, yes, they should. But don't allow the liberal progressive left to sow their seeds of discord and hatred and anger to divide us. Don't let them do it. All right, I got to take a break. In fact, I'm a little over time. You're listening to Bob Burney Live, and my number is 877-BOB-LIVE. And to the listener in Clearwater, Florida, who wanted to talk about local elections, I apologize. If you want to call back, I'll try to get you on the air soon, all right? Got a phone line for you, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
A recurring theme on my program, again, by the way, welcome to Bob Burney Live here in Columbus, Ohio, but also in the Tampa, Florida listening area. Welcome. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. A recurring theme on my program, and I'm sure with Bill Bunkley as well, is the importance of a biblical worldview. It is absolutely essential that we interpret the events around us, the news, locally, nationally, internationally, that we interpret all of the news around us in light of a biblical worldview. And let me just summarize. There are probably a dozen different worldviews, but there are two predominant worldviews. One is a secular humanist worldview. Now, I say it's a secular humanist worldview, and that's true. However, the secular humanist worldview is held by many people who claim to be Christians, and it is the predominant worldview in most of our Protestant, mainline Protestant Christian denominations. They may be Christian in name, but they operate on a secular humanist worldview. All right, secular humanist worldview begins with the goodness of man. All right, if you want to put a Christian spin on it, you say, well, everybody is created in the image of God. And because we are created in the image of God, everybody is inherently good. Everybody has a spark of divinity within them. They have a little bit of God in them because they have been created in the image of God, and all they need is a little bit of encouragement. It's all they need. There are no such thing as bad people. Only people who have been in bad circumstances, who have not had an opportunity to flourish. And so therefore, if we encourage them, if we give them more money and we give them more opportunities, they will not be bad. They will be good because that is their nature. Now, here's the problem with that. It's thoroughly unbiblical. Were we created in the image of God? Oh, yes, we were. Did Adam and Eve fall? Yes. Was the image of God marred when they sinned? Oh, yes. And a curse fell upon the human race. And man now is inherently bad. We are a fallen race, a fallen people in desperate need of redemption. And therefore, man left totally alone will not get better. He will get worse. We see it from early childhood. I have never, ever known of a parent who sat their young child down and said, well, little Johnny, I'm going to teach you today how to lie, cheat, and steal. And yet what human being has not at one time or another lied, cheated, or stolen in one way or another? Children have to be trained. They have to be disciplined. They have to be taught right from wrong. They have to be taught that there are consequences to bad behavior. Why? because of their nature. Now, why do I bring that up? Because the liberal progressive left in America operates on the secular humanistic worldview. Can I give you an example? Here's a headline from today's New York Times. Majority of the Minneapolis City Council pledges to dismantle the police department. 9 members, a veto-proof majority of the Minneapolis City Council, pledged on Sunday to dismantle the city's police department, promising to create a new system of public safety in a city where law enforcement has long been accused of racism. And by the way, how many years has Minneapolis been under the control of the liberal left? How many mayors have been up for election and promised to the minority communities, elect me, I'm going to straighten it out. Elect me, I'm going to end racism. Elect me, we will have justice for the poor. Elect me, and we will have justice for black people. Elect me. How many years, how many terms has the city of Minneapolis been under the control of a liberal leftist? Anyway, they actually believe that the problem is not crime or the depravity of man. The problem is the police. Now, I would imagine the Minneapolis Police Department needs deep reform. They've had problems for years. I am not denying that whatsoever. But the far, far liberal leftist honestly believes we just need to encourage people. We just need to give them opportunities. And if we just got rid of the police, everything is going to be fine. It is going to be fascinating and I fear tragic to watch what happens. You see, a biblical worldview demands justice. There's no doubt about that. But a biblical worldview acknowledges that man is inherently evil. And that's why we need police, unfortunately. And of course, that's why the gospel is so important. The answer is not to lock everybody up, that's for sure. But because of man's sinful nature, a police force, armies are essential. The secular humanist worldview never ends well. It never ends well. I am praying for the people of Minneapolis, and I pray that they do not suffer from the consequences of misguided liberal leftists with a utopian worldview that is simply not true. All right, hey, I'd love to hear from you. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.